I would like to extend greetings and blessings to anyone listening to this recording. I'm Rob Christie. I've been, I guess you'd call me a seeker. I've had an interest in personal growth and transformation for 40 years. During that 40 years, I've had the privilege of encountering many great teachers. And I'm with one of those teachers this morning. His name's Jim Hamilton. And he has perfected a technology to assist people who are genuinely and sincerely trying to improve their lives with a technology that is proven to work. And as one advances through the stages of personal growth, at a certain point, you begin to access what Jim calls guidance. There is a shifting in where you are looking for guidance for, you know, what's next in your life. So, Jim, give us your thoughts about that.
Rob, always a pleasure to be here with you and spend time conversing and, you know, working our way through conversations and ideas. The thing that comes to mind is everybody has access to intuition at some gradient level or another. And usually the situation with intuition is the mind will beat it to death. In other words, the mind very generally always, I don't know if those three words go together, will second guess intuition. And so it's where intuition comes from that the subject gets interesting, because there comes a point where we learn how to let intuition come in and through us. And you might say that's the foundation of guidance. If they aren't the same, they're awfully close to being the same. The problem is we have to create a fertile ground or fertile territory for guidance or intuition to come in. And that means we need to first learn to manage the mind. And soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light is about saturating the mind with a certain type of affirmation, a spiritual-based affirmation, and then moving into the soaring aspect of that, for which the mind becomes seasoned with what I call a type of thinking or a predominant type of thinking, because you can, I don't like to use the word overwhelm, but you can overwhelm the noisy mind by feeding it with a quality of thought that then kind of becomes the discipline of the mind. And so as the mind becomes disciplined in a manner of speaking through affirmations, the ability for intuition to become available, it's much more of a match. And ultimately, what we want to learn how to do is have, I say intuition. Intuition seems to be a little bit more nebulous, where guidance seems to be a little bit more of a distinct term. And by the way, I'm not a religious person, but the Holy Spirit is a term that might very well match up for the term guidance. Because I believe the Holy Spirit is an intermediary between God and the world. Again, I'm not a religious person, I'm a spiritual person. The Bible isn't, anyway. So the point is that guidance is what becomes available to us as we learn how to build fertile territory. And our mind is what we have access to. And so that's where we learn how to plow up and replant the mind, so that guidance can become available in our lives. And I have to add one quick remark. Because we're working with the mind, guidance has limitations because we're using the mind. And so that's why I call it guidance light. Now, there's the advantages over what most people presently have and what I can deliver to them through guidance light and soaring affirmations is profound. But full-blown guidance is no, you have to move out of the mind completely. Now, that's in more advanced technology I offer called core resonance. We can move out of the mind entirely, for which guidance naturally shows up and guidance delivers you to order. But when we're dealing with a mind-based technology, there's a little bit of limitation in what the end result can be. And that's why we call it guidance light. But I promise you, it's far more than what most people have access to, and certainly gives you a taste of what the whole thing and what the potential is.
Clarify something for me, if you will. When you talk about getting your sailboat, the impression I get is that's something you, Jim Hamilton, wanted. When I hear you talking about guidance light and the guidance that is available even beyond that, if you embrace the technology that allows you to let go of the mind entirely, that you're no longer listening to Jim exactly. You're listening to, well, God comes to mind. And there's an openness to service. How does that show up for you, what I just shared?
Well, that's why we talked, because you hit it right on the head. Service is an interesting term, because initially, abundance and prosperity is about our wellness, our fulfilling the things that are important to us. And I think maybe the boat was more about proving that I could do it, as in the afterthought. Of course, being on a 40-foot sailboat from 26 to 34 is pretty amazing when you're a kid. Suntan feet's the goal, but I've outgrown all that. And now that's a curious remark. I've outgrown the idea of having a 40-foot sailboat, because I've already had it. And so my aspirations are much larger now. And your ultimate aspirations are a product of letting go of what you think you know, because there's so much more. So the game becomes to learn how to let go. The game eventually becomes of being of service. That's exactly right. So prosperity, on the biggest scale of order, is actually being a host for innate intelligence expressing through you into this dimension, for which I promise you the scale of order and prosperity and abundance is beyond thinking. There's no mind drive any longer driving anything. And so that's the transition I'm teaching, is how to access guidance. So intuition kind of comes and goes, and you don't really know what it is. And I'm not saying it's so much different from guidance, but guidance becomes more distinct and more something that you can identify as certainly being separate from yourself. And that is the beginning of the story.
I want to share with our listeners that you're available to talk with them, to identify as specifically as possible where they are on the scale that we've been talking about this morning, and then assisting them in embracing those aspects of your technology that would be most helpful to them, wherever they are in that process.
Well, so people can contact me. There's a couple of things. My website, my primary website, is core, C-O-R-E, resonance, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E.com. And who knows how many articles are up on that. My most recent blog posts and newsletters are available. But I also have a contact a calendar, so anybody can contact me, and I will do a 30-minute Zoom with them to help ascertain what it is they'd like to know more about and how to be helpful to them. And so that's coreresonance.com/contact. Happy to do 30 minutes on Zoom with anybody. And And of course, I've got a couple of things you can download. There's the Core Resonance Ultimate Personal Performance is my second book. That's a free download on my website. And of course, Visionaries Thrive and all. I've got books and I've got all kinds of things. And I'd love to talk to anybody. You can contact me by email, jhamilton@coreresonance.com. But I'd go to I'd go to coreresonance.com/contact. That's my information.
So, as a person ascends, I guess is the verb that occurs to me. You share that you begin to access guidance that is so powerful that it, I mean, it's easy to describe a sailboat. You know, you read a book, you said affirmations, the sailboat showed up. But when you get to talking about guidance, you made a statement that it is so, you know, something to the effect of it's so deep and so profound, you know, it surpasses your considerable ability to describe it in words.
That's what happens when the spiritual component really becomes evident. We move out of the linear understanding of things, and words, of course, they're very linear. What I'd like to say is that guidance is a product of moving away from resistance and rigidity and more into allowing.
Ah.
We've touched on the map of consciousness in the past. I'll put it up on in this video for a minute. The scale is 0 to 1,000. The lower end of the scale up to 175, apathy, fear, grief, anxiety, rage, pride at 175. 200 is labeled courage. That's the beginning. And then you start moving into reason and neutrality and joy and peace and on. But the point is as you move higher up the map, you move farther from resistance and rigidity, because you're at courage is where the rigidity and resistance starts to dissipate, and neutrality and joy and peace and this and that, less and less and less rigidity. So what happens is as you move up the map, you become more allowing, and as you become more allowing, you become more blended with source, and that is where guidance comes from. It's actually natural. Because as you move out of the rigidity of what you know to be so or what you're afraid of, the whole thing opens up. But the beginning of it is, again, the tool that's most readily available is the mind and learning how to manage the mind. And ultimately, we want to saturate the mind with a type of affirmation that allows allowing to grow. In other words, we become clear about what our connection's about in our initial phase is describing what we know to be so at higher and higher and higher octaves, till eventually we begin to really discern that we're moving into a space where consciousness and spirit and our very nature start to intertwine. And the fun part is all of that is less and less mind. So we don't have to worry about the ego. Well, so again, this is a process and I teach it. I've had massive amount of experience with affirmations, managing the mind. Hell, I've been meditating 50 years and half of the benefit of 50 years of meditation is the discipline of doing it. And so that's a mind-based tool. We learn how to manage the mind, and that's how we become able to move out of resistance and start allowing, for which the rigidity starts to lessen and lessen, and the whole thing opens up. And as it opens up, guidance becomes more available.
So when you interact with someone who's expressed an interest in your work, my impression is that you're able to ascertain fairly quickly how resistant they are and how open they are to letting go of that resistance, and are then in a position to support them with tools, typically beginning with addressing the mind through affirmations and then soaring affirmations.
Well, again, you know, the mind is the thing that we have most ready access to. It's always with us. We're always carrying it around. It is not us. It's a tool. Ultimately, it's a poor tool, but it's the first thing that you have to learn to manage on the consciousness spectrum. Now, what is meditation? It's putting the mind aside. And if you get enough years of putting the mind aside, yes, the mind will quiet down. But you see, that takes a lifetime. That is true. You can have results from learning how to meditate almost immediately because it's an experience you've never had. And it will certainly, just like changing your diet, you'll get different results for a period of time. But the long-term results of meditation is really what it takes to produce a big shift. And what we really want to do is produce results quicker. And when I meet people, I can tell how resistant people are. Like talking with this young bartender last night, which was really a nice experience. And he knew my friend that I was with. And so there was a certain comfortableness, but he was actually able to take on a whole new idea that affirmations are about how you want to feel. And that was a big success for both of us because I was able to reach through to him, but I did it by listening in part and kind of probing. And I found out kind of where his edges were. And I showed him how to go past his edge with actually something relatively significant. Hey, what you really want to do is you want to interact with your customers at the bar more effectively. And this is not a loud, raucous place. In fact, this place is a little on the quiet side, but we can improve our world in bits and pieces. And for people that are more open, they can improve it a little bit faster. But I have to say, I'm coming from this huge experience of having access to presence and full-blown guidance. And so what I've kind of stopped doing is going forward with that technology. And I'm come back to kind of the roots of core resonance, which is a mind-based technology. And so I have guidance and coaching for people because I know where the end result is. And I can show people how to get a good foothold in understanding where they will end up.
Two things I'd like to point out, Jim. One, your experience with the young bartender. I'm just imagining what a wonderful improvement in the quality of that young man's experience would be if he discovered a way to have a more enjoyable interaction with the customers at the bar. I mean, that's how many hours a week is he spending behind that bar? And he could do it, you know, robotically, filling the drink orders, maybe having some brief conversations. But if he could discover that magic way to have a meaningful interaction with his customers, it would immeasurably improve his life and the quality of the experience of his customers.
Our conversation with him started out when we sat down, and again, this is bar is kind of such a broad term. This is a restaurant. It's an inside outside pizza restaurant. It's gourmet and all that. But the conversation, we sat down and we told him we weren't ready to order. We weren't even sure what we were going to do. And so he walked away and he left us alone. But my conversation with him was intuitively, he's now following us and being available when we want him, but at the same time, leaving us alone. So the conversation started with the intuitive nature of him being a bartender and being of service to us, being in the hospitality industry, being available, but not obtrusive. And so that's how the conversation, that's how I started it, ended up delivering the idea, how you want to feel is how you want to go forward in your life at this next point. And that might include how you want to interact with your customers. And it opened up a whole world for him. I believe effectively, and I'm sure we'll touch on it again.
When you were talking about meditation, it really struck a chord in me. I've been meditating since I was in my early 30s, and I'm 75. And I can definitely identify with two things you said. One is I benefited from it. Two, it's a slow process. You don't typically see results overnight, and the results that you do see tend to show up after you've been at it for a while. But that I bring it up because I want our listeners to really hear me on this point. Jim Hamilton has an array of technologies that will support you in getting where you want to go more quickly. And that's a big deal, particularly to those of us who are in our mid-70s.
Well, just to touch on it, I believe the core resonance, again, that's a fancier, that's a neurofeedback-based technology. There's no programming in it, I might add. But I believe core resonance and core resonance colonies can deliver the equivalent of a couple of lifetimes of meditation. Because a lifetime of meditation is kind of a singular event. But if you're part of a family lineage that's been meditating, when you start meditating, you have a whole heck of an advantage because you came from that kind of environment. And it gives you, in other words, when people, like I started meditating, I didn't know anybody that meditated. I had no idea. It's not that I didn't know what I was doing. I started out with transcendental meditation, but I didn't have any kind of anything that, any kind of support environment around me whatsoever, other than the meditation center. But I remember moving away from there. I was in Atlanta for a while, and that's what caused me to start meditation. But when we have the benefit of a couple of generations now, then we get re then you start getting into results. Then you start getting into big results, and I can produce that with core resonance. So what I have is access to what the end result looks like. That's what I have. I know what the end result looks like. I've experienced it. I even claim I've been in presence for as I claim I've been in access to presence for as much as 3 years. No way to really validate that in any manner whatsoever. But now I'm going back and teaching from I'm going back to the beginning, and I'm teaching affirmations, which is where I started. And I have a big backdrop on the whole thing. And so my effort is to take what I know and guide people through and coach people through how to step up to the plate and step past the plate and step past second base and step past center field and arrive much more quickly. And again, the big game in town is put the mind aside, or at least manage it. And that's the beginning of the whole thing.
I can definitely identify with your comments about community and the starting point of, if you will. Both of my children meditate, both of their spouses meditate,
Wow.
and in both cases, the couples met at personal growth and transformation classes. So they bring all of that to the marriage, and I've now got two granddaughters who are, you can see the benefit of having parents who are that far down the path.
So my world, being of service, is contributing to that. Because the fact of the matter is the way we turn the planet around, or the way we save the planet, or the way we move to our next iteration of how the planet operates, is to ground the frequency of God into the world. And to do that, we have to quiet the nervous system. The mind is in the brain is part of the nervous system, but what's inside the brain, if you will, is the mind. So the first step is quieting the mind. And the way I offer to do it is to saturate the mind with a type of affirmation, which grows into a soaring affirmation, which then helps you reach out towards center field and beyond. And next thing you know, you're up on a plane and you're going. And that's what, like surfing, being up on a plane, or windsurfing, whatever. So we need to help each other. And for those that have a little bit more, what would you call it, experience, and I'm fortunate, I'm 70, whatever, and I have a lifetime of meditation, but my whole life, I lived between the hedge and the building, but I did it differently. I broke away from the system. Gosh, you know, I mean, I retired at 30 with a 40-foot sailboat. What can I tell you? And I've never gone back to normal. Yeah, I sold boats in Fort Lauderdale and walked out at the pier at Lauderdale Marine anytime I wanted. And I've never done the 9 to 5. And that's abundance. That's prosperity. I've done it my own way, and I want to teach it to people that want to learn more, how to become more.
I want to underscore one of the points you just made, Jim. A lot of our discussion has been about how your technologies could benefit an individual. I definitely don't want to lose that part of the discussion, but the other part that's just come up is we're at a transition point on planet Earth, and evolving our consciousness may be a matter of the race surviving or not. It's that serious. So not only is your technology supporting the growth of the individual, but then that it's like throwing the stone into the pond. That individual's vibration then influences the whole and increases our chances of a positive outcome for the human race, it seems to me.
You know, it's very true that if the species doesn't evolve, we're probably toast, because we're becoming way too powerful and we don't have enough sense to go with that. So the ultimate aim of my work, when I say world peace, the ultimate aim of my work is we need to learn how to become a mechanism and a vehicle for grounding innate intelligence, the frequency of God, God, the divine, whatever you want to call it. We need to learn how to ground it into what? The world of mankind. The earth has it. Nature is full of the frequency of God. There's complete, the nature is coherent. All of that, everything around us is coherent. The human species is not coherent. I don't know if we got dropped on our head or if we're a manufactured species, I don't know what, but we're a linear, very powerful linear species. We're doing massive damage. And the way you solve that is you ground the frequency of God into the world of mankind. And that's what my work's about. Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity, and Guidance Light is an intro to the world I'm teaching and want to introduce people to, for which very distinct results become available. And when people have distinct results, they go, huh, maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe we'll go to another level of what he's got to offer. So first things first.